in progress again. Now, let's see.
Okay, if it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say what?
Just before 12.
And you say, like, it's not quite midnight, but it's just before 12? Or would you say, well nigh to midnight or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I'd just say it's not quite midnight.
Well, you know, like, you know, someone else, you know, like, that I guess, you know, like, doesn't have as much education as you would say what?
What time it is? Well, I tell them what time it is.
Okay, if it's not quite midnight, somebody asks what time. Okay, like if you were walking on some ice and you managed to keep your balance, but you almost fell a couple of times, you'd say, I...
Say, like, it's not quite midnight, but...
That, or, what else? Is that what you'd say, like, I almost fell down, or I like to have fallen or something?
You mean just walking?
If you're just
and
walking...
And I might say my feet almost slipped out from under.
Someone else, you know, like...
Okay.
That gets, you know, like, doesn't have much education.
You know, like if you know, someone is, you know, trying to hurry you up, you say, wait.
Wait just a minute. I'll finish what I'm doing.
You know, like, you know you're, you know, on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, and you'd ask somebody.
How far it was to my destination.
If you're pointing to something and you... And like just pointing to an article and it doesn't get someone's attention, and you'd say something to them, and pointing, you'd say, what? You know, like to get their attention.
And you'd be pointing to them?
Well, no, to the article. And you're like, she wasn't paying attention, and like you want to show her this, you'd say,
I'd say, look at whatever it was, you know, I was trying to show her.
You would say, like, look here.
Like, you know, you're. You know, the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, you'd ask somebody.
You know, like if you want to know how many times something is done, you'd say, how?
If you're
how
pointing
what?
To
how many times
and, like,
have
just
you
pointing
done?
To an article.
Okay, but is there just a word you might use?
You'd say something.
Rather than like, you know, say, how many times have you done something?
No.
What? You know, like to get there.
Well, you know, like if someone, you know, like goes to town frequently. And then you might ask, well,
no.
Okay, like, would you say how often?
How often have you been?
Yeah. How often do you go, something like that? You know, you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
if I agree, well, I say, I'm going to vote for him, too.
Okay, but if he said, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you'd say...
And I agree with him? Well, if I agreed with him, I wouldn't be for him either. So I'd say, no, I'm not going to vote for him either.
Okay, you say something like, well, neither am I?
Uh-huh.
You'd say what?
Neither am I going to vote for him.
Say how long?
Well, you know, like, which of those are most natural to you?
Yeah, you agree with the friend.
Like, neither am I, or neither am I going to vote for him.
I'm not going to do that.
I'd probably say,
I'm not going to vote for that guy.
No, I'm not going to vote for him either.
Okay,
but if he said, I'm not going to vote for that guy.
What is this part of my head called up here?
My forehead.
Okay, it might say something like, neither am I.
And then this is called what?
Your hair.
And then this would be called what?
Your mustache.
And then if I had something around here.
That would be your beard.
Mm-hmm. And then this is what?
That's your ear.
But, you know, which one?
Like, neither am I or neither am I.
That's your left.
And then this is?
That's your right ear.
Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. And then this is my what?